continuing the Gemara on the bottom of Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. We said in the Mishnah, the last halacha in the Mishnah was Shimon ben Elazar Omer Kol Kli An Puria Ein Chayv Lachet. So you find something called a Kli An Puria, which we did not define what that meant was. Then you do not have to be machmir. You don't have a din of a Shavas Aveda. What are we talking about? Says the Gemara, My An Puria. Amar Yudam Shmuel Kelim Chadoshim. It's new Kelim Shaloi Sov Sana Ayin that you did not yet have an opportunity to recognize them. So it's not something that you have a simon on at all. There's no simon on it. But it's a beged. Somehow when you found it, I guess you have the tags on the beged when you find it. And therefore, you can assume that it's relatively new. And the owner did not yet have an opportunity to recognize it. And Rashi says the word anpuria is a nutrikin of ein po re'iyah. So the owner did not have an opportunity to see it yet. In that case, there's a Shimon Malazar that you can keep it. So A, we have to understand what's Moshe Melazar talking about? What case are we talking about here? And who would you give it to? If there's no simon on it, l'chaira, what does this mean? And bet, we have to understand, there seems to be a machlekes about this. Because Moshe Melazar is saying this, as Mashmah and Tanakama is arguing. So what's the machlekes? So maybe you're the Mishmuel. Kelim chadashim shal shav sain. Hey chidam. Ides bu simon. If there's a simon on it, has the person's name on it, or some unique type of beged, kilay sav sain in my hobby. So what if it's brand new? Lamaisa has a simon. He knows the simon. He can become bidash with the simon. And if there's no real simon on it, so then what if it is sabsai lamaya? So what if he recognizes it? Recognizing it doesn't seem to help an halacha. The halacha is you have to give it back besimon. Over here, there's no simon. My habit. We're talking about there's no simon on it. Oh, so no simon on it, so who cares if he recognizes it? Nafkamina la duria tumer rabbanim betaviya sign. Allah, we mentioned earlier that Chazal said that if a Talmud Chacham, we'll see exactly what this is, comes and says that he recognizes this beged or kli that it's his, even though he doesn't have a specific simen, just with his tviya, that's good enough. Some of the farshim explain because the truth is every aveda has an interesting question. Somebody comes and says it's mine. You don't know if it's his or not. So why don't we say Bar Vashem Bar Yadif, and we should give it to the person who claims it's his without any halacha. So some of Farshim say, Enechrami, Mitam Chishin Mishpat, you could. Bar Vashem Bar Yadif, Mitam Mamad, you can give it to him. The problem is the Torah says, Adoresha Chichi Mach, that you have to make sure it's his. And we don't know if someone's telling the truth when they say that Mitam Din Isser Veheter. So by the Talmud Chacham, or we can assume he's telling the truth. We'll see in the Gemara what kind of Talmud Chacham we're talking about. Such a type of person, we can rely on betvias ayin. Says of Shimon Elazar, if it's talking about a kli without a simon on it, so then if you think someone could recognize it, then you're not allowed to keep it. All the halachas that we said, something without a simon, you're not allowed to, that you're allowed to keep it, that's if it's something that you the owner cannot recognize it. But if it's something the owner could recognize, if, and Tosfos explains, we're talking about a place where there are talmidim chacham around, then you're not allowed to keep it. Because maybe it came from a Talmud Chacham, and therefore you should be machmir as I found it, and a Talmud Chacham could come and say that he recognizes it and claim to recognize it, and then you would taka give it to him. So that's a big restriction in all these halachas, re'elu shalai without a simin, and niyush, etc. Lamaisa, if it belongs, if you think it maybe could belong to a Talmud Chacham, and maybe he could recognize it, says Moshe Melazar, you have to give it back to him. Except in our Mishnah by Kli An Puria, which is something that he could not recognize, it's brand new. Says the Gemara, so sov sayin, if we assume he had it for a short amount of time at least, so kimel begavayu madrinalei, then we assume that he can be tovei at betvias sayin, you give it back to him. Kilei sov sayin loy kimel begavayu v'lo madrinalei, then you don't give it back to him. Don't review the Mishmuel. The Rida Mishmuel explains this halacha of Talmud Chacham, tzuvim rabbon. The hani tlas midi avidi rabbon and the mishanum. To be a Talmud Chacham, you have to be someone who's totally emes. There's only three things that a Talmud Chacham would ever lie about or not tell the truth about. And they are the Mesechet. If you ask a Talmud Chacham, are you a Baki in a certain Mesechta? Then he might lie about it. For Anivus, he would lie. Of course, if you ask him, Ashay Allah Chalamaisa, he has to pask him for you. But in terms of, do you know Mesechta's Harius? He might lie. So that's a lie that's acceptable for a Talmud Chacham to say. Ubipuraya. Rashi says that means if you ask someone if they're Meshamash Mitase, if they're with their wife. Tyson says maybe we're talking about if he didn't come to Shear, and the question is he didn't come to the Shear because he was Tomei to Maskeri. Whatever. Obviously, Tyson is bothered by it. It's not sneers to ask somebody if they're Meshamash with their wife. But either way, a Talmud Chacham would not talk about such things in public, and therefore that's another lie or non-truth a Talmud Chacham might say. And Be'ushpiza. If a Talmud Chacham stays at someone's house and the person does him a favor and invites him over to stay, if someone then asks you how it was, you shouldn't say it was bad, But you definitely shouldn't say it was very good, because if you say it was very good, then everyone's going to start going to that person and asking to stay overnight in their house. And that's not fair. The Gemara in Erechin talks about this. And therefore, he would lie, and he would say, yeah, it was okay, it was decent, but he wouldn't say it was great. Says, what does that mean? Why are we telling you what a Talmud Chacham would lie about? My nafkamina, Amar Mazutra, if you want to know if you should return a chefetz to someone if they don't have a siman on it, but they claim to be able to recognize it. So if you know that this person is a Talmud Chacham on the level that the only three things he would lie about is, then in a chenami you can return it to him. But if he doesn't tell truths about other things, then then you have to wait for regular halachas as a siman. So again, getting back to Shimon Lazar's halacha, if it's a kli that you maybe could already recognize it, and as Tosfos points out, the Talmid Chacham living in this area, even some, then in a chenami, all these cases, you're not allowed to keep the chefetz, because maybe a Talmid Chacham would be tovei it, and therefore he won't be miyayish on it either, even without a siman. So he was staying in someone's house or inn of some sort, and someone came and robbed the house. Rashi says he wasn't robbing Marzutra, they had robbed the Ushpiza, they had robbed the inn. So Chazil Hubar Beirav, he saw a Talmud Chacham in the Beis Medrash, it sounds like. The Mashi Yadeh, he washed his hands, maybe in the morning or until it's time for a Suda. The Nagiv Beglim de Chavre, and he wiped his hands on someone else's towel without Rishus. Amar Marzutra said to himself, we see this person, he's washing his hands, drying his hands on someone's baggage, someone's towel, without Rishus, and therefore you see he's not makbid and dine cheshe mishpat, and therefore it's very possible he's the one who stole this fancy candelabra or whatever it is from the Ushpiza. Kafte, they tied him up, Aydin Taka, who was Maida, that he was the one to steal it. So you see, someone can't be a Talmud Chacham if they're cheshe on dine cheshe mishpat to tell the truth. Tanya. The Brisa says, "Umayde Reb Shimon Elazar bekelim chadoshim. If you have kelim chadoshim, even if they're brand new, shesav sa'ayin. If you think that the owner would have had time to recognize them, or maybe it's a certain type of kli that an owner recognizes even in a short amount of time, shechayv la'achris. So it's not a question of new or old. It's just a question of is it the type of kli that you think a Talmud Chacham would be able to recognize just with tviyas sa'ayin. Ve'elim in kelim chadoshim shloi sav sa'ayin. What are kelim?" Now we would say that a person would not necessarily recognize until he's had them for a while. She'enu chayv lachas, and therefore you would not be chayv lachas. Could go ahead and badei machtin, we'll see in the Gemara what that is. It's some kind of rope or string that you hang things on, nails or pins on. Vitzinaris u'machzer or tzinaris vitzmachzroizes kelcher kadumais. If you have a bunch of hammers together in a certain place, kol elu sha'amru emos amru kol elu sha'amru. All these things we said, emos amru tarm b'zman shematzenecha. So if you find something that's brand new that you don't think a Talmud Chacham will be able to recognize, and you only find one of them, then you could keep it. So it's very, very, very small opportunity for all these halachas of Eilu Shaloi. It has to be something that's a Talmud Chacham and Abi Tuvei Ayin, and it has to be something that you only find one of. Avomatzim Shnayim, if you find a pile of them, two, three, whatever, Chayv Lahachris, then you have to be Chayv Lahachris, as Rashi says, because Minyan Havi Simin, as we said. So you have to say, I found hammers, and the person says, I lost two, I lost three, I lost four, etc. Then Minyan itself would be a Simin. So you can have a Simin on the Kli, you can have a Simin from the Minyan, or you can have Tvias Ayin from a Talmud Chacham, if it's that type of Kli. My Badi, what does it mean when you say Badi Machtin? So Badi is Shuchi. So Badi is referring to like a branch or a rope or a branch of some sort. For my karele Badi, the davar de talube midi. Bad karele, anything you hang things on is called bad in the Gemara's Lashon, and therefore if it's a stick or a rope or something like that you hang things on, that's called bad. Where do we see that? Kedisnan, kiyahu desanyo or desnan, hasam, we had in the Gemara in Sukkah, when you have Aravas, so when you have over the Arava, so how many leaves does it have to have on it? So he said, Allah echod bibad echod. So it's one leaf coming off one little twig, one little stem. So you see the word bad is like a twig like that, something that something else is hanging onto. So that's what it means when he said things which you need to be able to be surveya ayin, or we said if the kelim chadash surveya is badei machtin. Says the Gemara, V'chein ha'i b'shem u'lazoremer, ha'matzo min'ari, if you have somebody has an animal, and it's being chased after by a lion, u'min ha'doiv, or from a bear, u'min ha'namer, some other type, u'min ha'bardless, different types of wild animals, u'min ha'zutish ha'yam, where it's being flooded by the ocean, umushalisha sonar, so hamo or here's the Rishimala throws in a bigger chiddush, hamoitzi besarcha upalcha gedoyle. If you find a lost object in the middle of a highway, million people driving back and forth and coming and going and coming and going, any place we have a tremendous amount of people there, then as Rashi says, even if you have a simin and all these things are elu shaloi, they shall buy them. We have another halacha now, Shimon Elazar, that if you have something which is avudi b'menem them, that we understood avudi b'menem them, that we then perform exeris akosiv, that thing becomes hefker, or the balance for shomiyayish, you could keep it even with a simin. That was clear. But now we're saying a new halacha. The halacha also applies this halacha in a rabim, in a place where there's a tremendous rabim, then we're going to assume that the owner's miyayish, he doesn't think he's ever going to get it back. Why? What's the pshat in Rishon Elazar's halacha here? So we have a second halacha in Rishon Elazar. So Yibayilu says the mark, Ki kamar Rishon Elazar b'raif kananim, b'raif Yisraelim loy. Maybe Rishon Elazar only meant this in a place where the people in the Rishon Elazar are roiv goyim. If they're roiv goyim, so then A, Tosfos says, maybe it fell from a goyim. Even if you think it fell from a yid, Lamaisa, the yid thinks that goyim are going to find it, and if the yid thinks goyim are going to find it, the yid's going to be miyayish. And therefore, if you come along and find it, you can assume already Yiyush happened, you don't have to worry about it. Or even if it's Roiv Yisrael, Lamaisa, the Yisrael is going to be mafkirit in this situation. Right? Taisa says, the Yisrael thinks, first of all, there's some goyim here. Second of all, not every Jewish person is going to be makbid in all the dinim of Hashavas Aveda. And therefore, in this case, we're going to be Mekil, and we're going to let you keep it, and you don't have to machos it at all, even if it has a simon. Amma, so says the Gemara, Rabbi Yisrael Nami Amma. And in terms of Rabbi Yisrael Nami Amma, even if you're going to say the Rishon Elazar says, even by Rabbi Yisrael, you can make it. So now, we know the Rabbanan argue this on the Halacha L'chairam. Pligi Rabbanan Le'olei Pligi. Do the Rabbanan argue? In our Mishnah, we said the Chair Rabbanan seem to argue. On this Halacha, wasn't clear. It says, Umayda Rishon Elazar. It sounds like the Rabbanan is arguing. So Rabbanan argue or not? Vim Tim Slammer Pligi. And if you say Rabbanan do argue, but Rabbi Yisrael, Vade Pligi. They definitely would argue with Rabbi Yisrael because they would say, Holchan Acharoiv, and assume that the Chefetz belongs to a Yid and you have to give it back. Brave Kananim Pligi, but by Goyim, therefore, Brave Kananim Pligi, Oilei Pligi. Do they argue also by Rav Kananim that the Mefarshim speak out, either because we don't go Basar Rav, or because it's a Takanos HaChamim, that we should give it back even if there is Rav Kananim? So do the Rabbanan argue? And if they argue, are they arguing only by Rav Yisrael? Well, they are so arguing by Rav Kananim. Vim Tim Salam Rav Pligi, Afir Rav Kananim, Halacha Kamaisu, and Halacha Kamaisu. Who are we passing like? We're passing HaChamim? Or do we pass like Rishon Elazar? And in terms of Halacha Kamaisa, if we pass like Rishon Elazar, Dafka Brev Goyim Afil Brev Yisrael. So we have all these combinations. When did Rishon Elazar say his Halacha? When did the Rabbanan argue on him? And in which cases do we pass him, like, assuming we pass like Rishon Elazar, in which cases would we pass like Rishon Elazar? So these are all the shadows we need to be aware on this Halacha of Rishon Elazar, that things in a Rabbim, in a real Rishon Rabbim, that you can keep. Tashma, that's the following halacha. Hamaitzi mosu beit kinesu bati midrash. If you find money in a shul or in a base medish where you learn, you can assume that there's too many people coming around, the balance b'shabes, shabalim b'shashmeh. So you see, mamashas halacha of Hashem and Elazar, that it's hefker, and therefore you can keep it. Now, man shema daza basaru, but who says you go by roiv? That's Hashem and Elazar. It's clearly Hashem and Elazar. Those prices of Hashem and Elazar. What are we talking about? But the kinesias of bati midrash. Shrami na feel very sell nami. The Chayr we're talking about, Beis Medrash, is a place where Jews are, not Goyim. And if it's a place where there's Jews are, you see, even by Rav Yisrael, we assume since it's such a busy place, the Yisrael is going to be Miyayish, and someone who finds it can assume the Yisrael is Miyayish, and he can keep it. Says the Gemara, Hachem Amayaskinan b'mifurazin. Maybe we're talking about a place over here that the money is spread out all over the place. He dropped it, and that's why. And therefore, there's no simon on it. It totally looks like it was nefila, and that's why you can keep it. So there's nothing to do with the rabbin. I feel any rabbin mitzvah shum. There's nothing to do with the rabbin being there. Stop. You find money scattered on the street, and there's no simon on it. There's no makam on it. There's no nothing. And of course, you could keep it. There's nothing to do. The price was clearly focusing on the fact that the rabbin is there is what's causing the issue. Eliyahu lumber tzur. I'm talking about money that was piled up. And he put it down there and he forgot it, or it fell out of his pocket, but he could have had a simon on it. And even though he could have had a simon on it, we're going to be mako and let you keep it. That's Shitas of Shimon Elazar. But, says Mullah, Hachemai Eskim, but the Knesset shall gar Kananim. Beit Knesset just means a gathering place. Who says it's a gathering place of Jews? Maybe it's a place where it's Roiv Goyim, and Shimon Elazar only said it's halacha by Roiv Goyim. Or maybe it's the Chachamim, and by Roiv Goyim they're Maid. Says Mullah, what do you mean? But the Midrashus, Michael Merritt, Beis Medrash, does not sound like a place where goyim go. Goyim might go to something called a Beit Knesset or a Knesia, where people gather. But Medrash, where you go to learn Torah, that's clearly a place where there's Jews. But the Medrash Diyad says, well, no, maybe, but the Medrash Diyad, the Yasuvu Kananim, maybe it's a base Medrash of Jewish people, but there's a lot of Goyim there. Why? Rashi says it's Chutz La'ir, and Meshiv Hashem Kananim Lishmar, there are Goyim there for protecting it, and it would even be Roiv Goyim, apparently. There could be more protectors, more Shomim, than there are people learning in the base Medrash, and that's when only you can keep it. So but the Knesset also doesn't have to be a Goyish Beit Knesset. If it's a Jewish Beit Knesset outside the city, and there's more Shamrim Goyim than in a Chenami. Tashmas, we don't have a Rai. So Tashmas, let's bring another Rai. Matzava Aveda. If you find an Aveda, we're talking about a city that has a Jewish city with his, a city with his Goyim and Jews living in it. So it's a Mishnah in Tyrus. Matzava Aveda, Imrev Yisrael Chayv Lachas. Imrev Kananim, Enoch Chayv Lachas. So you see, Raif Kananim, you don't have to worry about it, but Raif Yisraelim, you do. So we see the opposite. Man Shamalei Dalzinim Basar Raibo. Who says you go by Raif over here? It's Shimon Elazar. And Shmaminal, we see, Kikamer of Shimon Elazar only by Raif Kananim. Of a Raif Yisrael, Loi. So it's a Raya that at least of Shimon Elazar only said as a Lach of Raif Kananim. So no, Hamani Rabbanani. So maybe the opposite. Maybe we're going to cheat this Rabbanan, who don't follow Raif by Yisrael, but they do follow Raif by the Goyim. Tifshemina, the Moidele, not they don't follow Roy by Israel, but they're Machmer by Rav Israel and make up a Rav Goyim. So if that's the case, Tifshemina, the Moidele Rabban Hashem Elazar, Rav Kananim. So the Monavshach, either we can see that Hashem Elazar only said a Zalacha by Rav Kananim and not Rav Israel, or we can see the Rabbanan are Moide by Rav Kananim and they only argue by Rav Israel. One of them we should see. The other Hashem Elazar, he, Vafil by Rav Israel Nami. Even by Rav Yisrael, maybe Shem Elazar says you can keep it because we're afraid. Again, as we said, we're going to be makel and assume that the person who lost it is going to be totally mafgrid because he assumes that people are not going to return it to him. V'achas said, why is the Brice to say by Rav Yisrael, why is the Mishnah say by Rav Yisrael you cannot? Achamayaskinon bitamun. Over here, we're talking about a case where it was tamun. The person hid it. He hid it in a corner somewhere, and if it's Rav Yisrael, then we said you should leave it there in a corner to Shimon Elazar. So what are we talking about? If you find something that someone hid in a corner somewhere, it's not an aved at all. You shouldn't be taking it. Even if you find a kli in an ashpa, in a place which is normally seems like it was a lost thing, but if it was covered over on looks like on purpose, you're not supposed to take it because you're supposed to assume the person hid it there for himself and is coming back. You're best off leaving it there. Let the person come back and find it because it's not a lost object. So what are we talking about? Says Megora and Megula Naito Lamachas. Says Manok, the Rav Papa. Like Rav Papa explained, if a person puts, there's a question about a garbage dump, is it a garbage dump that's going to be empty today? If you find an object in a garbage dump that you know is scheduled to be empty this morning, and everybody knows it's going to be empty this morning, so obviously someone who left it there is Aved Midas, and you can keep it. If a person put it in a garbage dump that's not going to be empty till tomorrow, and you're taking it today, then we assume if the person hid it there, you should leave it there, because the person's going to come back and get it before the garbage gets taken away. What about a case where you find it in a place where it's supposed to be picked up on Tuesday, the garbage? Suddenly the area changes, the municipality changes the schedule, and they decide they're going to pick up the garbage on Monday. And now you find a lost object that looks like it was hidden there, but if you leave it there, it's going to be taken away by the garbage people. So then you're supposed to pick it up. So now you have to go find who the owner is. So now what do you do? So Rav Papa said that by a different halacha, we'll see later. And now the question is, what do you do? So then Rav Shimon Elazar says, in that case, if it's Rav Yisrael, then you should give it back. Because over here, it wasn't really lost that way. Over here, the person had hid it. If you find a lost object in the street and a real Rav Shimon Elazar, then it could be Rav Shimon Elazar holds, even by Rav Yisrael, you're allowed to keep it because the owner's going to be Miyash. But over here, it's not lost at all. Over here, just put it away. So if it's Rav Goyim, you can assume a guy put it there and you can keep it. Once you take it, you don't have to give it back to the guy. But if it's Rav Yisraelim, since he put it there on purpose, he didn't mean to lose it, then Yitaka should give it back to the Yisrael. Or, Yibayisayim Eladim Rabbanim. We're going back and shoot this Rabbanim. Mikatani Hein Sheloi. It doesn't say in the Braisa Hein Sheloi. Look carefully in the Braisa. The Braisa said, the Brisa before that we didn't talk about Matzah ba'aveda. In Rav Yisrael chayv lahachriz, Rav Kananim eino chayv lahachriz. In all our Mishnahs, we talked about harei shaloi or eino shaloi. Can you keep it or not? Here we're talking about chayv lahachriz. So maybe we're going in Shitas Rabbanon, and Shitas Rabbanon is we don't follow the Rav at all. There is no Shitas. There is no din Rav. But it's a different question. Mikatani and Shaloi and a chayv lahachris katani. Via niach, via yisi yisov, yav v'siman of shakal, a new halacha. That may be, you're not allowed to keep it, but you also don't have to announce you found it. Okay? And that's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah says that if it is, if it's Roiv Yisrael, chayv lahachris. And Roiv Kananim, ain't no chayv lahachris, but you also can't keep it. You have to wait and see. Maybe Yisrael is going to come, because we don't go buser roiv by these halachas. If Yisrael comes and gives you a siman or something like that, you have to give it back to him. Or Talmid Chamim, etc. But you don't have to be machris it. In terms of the halacha of Hashemah Saveda, which is the second halacha, besides giving it back to the person who really owns it, you have a mitzvah Hashemah Saveda of Dereisha Chicha to go ahead and find out who it is. If it's Roiv Yisrael, you have that halacha. But if it's Roiv Goyim, then you don't have to be machris. And therefore, you don't have to be machris, but you can't keep it. And therefore, there's a middle stage which you never saw before, and maybe that's what's going on in Shittat Chamim, but in a Chanami. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Lazar holds, maybe in all cases you're allowed to keep it. The Rabbanan says in all cases you're not allowed to keep it. But in the Rabbanan, that you're not allowed to keep it, there's dependent whether you have to actually be machris on it or not. Tashma, another right. Damar Rabbi Asi, it should be. Yeah, the Amar Rabbi Asi. Matzah Chavias Beayin, Yayin, Beyesh Rubi Kananim. So if you find a barrel of wine, so you have two questions. Who owns the wine? And is the wine kosher or not? Beyesh Rubi Kananim, Muteras Mishamatzia, you're allowed to keep it. Vasur Bana, but you have to worry that it's Stam Yayin. It could be Avet Azar wine, and therefore, you're not allowed to get enough from it. Boys, now, what does that mean, keep it if you can't get enough? Hold on, let me explain. Boy, Yisrael v'nasim basimin, so you take it home, and now Yisrael comes and says, no, if you look on the bottom over there, there's a red stamp, and that's my simin. So then, muteris b'shtia l'moitza. So now, since we assume it's Yishu Rubai Avikichavim, so the owner, even if he has a simin on it, we assume he was miyayish, but you could trust him for the simin that he gives you that it's kosher wine, because it was his wine. The first one is very interesting, Allah, that we're relying on a simin to say the wine was a kosher wine. So some of Hashem say, enechanami, even if you hold simanim, I normally draw baron. Over here, we won't talk about stam yayin. And stam yayin is only draw baron. And there might be other ways to get at us. But we seem to be relying, well, Gemara later on discusses whether you can rely on simanim for dine iser v'heter. Gemara is not sure about that. Let's assume it's stam yayin draw baron, and that's why we're relying on the simin. So now, who's this price going on to? Come on, come Shimon Elazar. This price is clearly Shimon Elazar, because we're saying over here that it's Rubei Kananim, you can keep it. Shmami Naki Kamer Shem Elazar, Rav Kananim. Of a Rav Yisrael, it's only here because it says Rav Kananim. Mashma, if it's Rav Yisrael, then you would not be able to keep it. You'd have to give it back to the person who has the simon. No. Rav Asi held like Rav Shem Elazar in one point by Rav Yisrael, but not by Rav Goyim. Says Gemara, okay, so therefore this Bryce is Rav Asi, but that's not a Kasha of Shem Elazar, it's not a Rav of Shem Elazar. It's two different shitas. What does that mean, according to Rav Asi, that when the person gives you the simon, you can rely that it's kosher? We said you can rely that it's kosher. Sorry, before a person gives you the simon, you can keep it, but it's also bano. So what does it mean, keep it? So Rav Asi, that means you can use the barrel, right? So even though the wine might be not kosher, but assuming the barrel was not belaya from the wine, some sort, so then you could use the barrel for other things. Here's the Gemara. Who gave the shtakach arba zuzi the tzar b'sadin? He found four coins wrapped up in a bag. V'shadu ben harbiran. They were in the river. So this sounds like, even though it has a simon on it, but it's in the river. Also, come to view the amalei zil achris. You have to announce. Right? I found some money, and someone has to tell you how much money and the simon in the bag, etc. It's my v'zut shayamu. This is zut hashamu. We said zut shayam is hefker because you can't get it. Mashani Arbira, on this particular river, Chivin the Mitkal Lemiyayish. Since over here there seems to be some sort of dam in the river, and every once in a while they come and clean out the dam and find all the stuff that people drop that flow down the river. So when the person drops his money, over here he's not going to be mafkered automatically. Over here he assumes, I'll wait till whatever it is a few times a year where they clean out the bottom of the river by the dam and I'll find my money bag. And therefore he's not Miyayish and you have to give it back. Some of Ruba Kananin. L'chay, this is Raif Goyim that dropped money into this river. And you say you have to give it back. So Shmamina Analakh Shimalazar, we see we don't pass it with Shimalazar. I feel Rav Kananim, we pass out the Khama, even Rav Kananim. You have to give it back. We don't go by Rav. Shani Barion, the Yisrael, Sakhilev Yisrael Korile. We said that this whole dam was built by the Jews, and the Jews are the ones who clean out the dam a few times a year. The Khivan Yisrael Sakhile, Emim Yisrael Nafal, the Khivan Yisrael Korile, Lemiyayish. So therefore we can assume maybe if even according to Shimon Elazar in this particular case, the person won't be miyayish, it's not considered a rabbin. The whole question of rabbin is, because maybe there's inshi delay miley, or there's goyim over here, we don't have that issue, because over here, since it's going to be cleaned out, and if it's going to be cleaned out, we assume that Yisrael will not be miyayish, because he knows the Yisrael will find it, and Yisrael will give it back to him. They were going in a certain place. Theoretical question. If I found a wallet here, a bag full of money, would I be able to keep it? Yeah, you could keep it. What if Yisrael comes and gives me a simon? Even then? She said, what do you mean, tarti? You just said I can keep it, which means you're passing like a shimon alazer. That we assume the owner is miayish and you can keep it. So even if he gives me a simon, it doesn't matter. He's miayish already. This is a lefnim mishur sadin alocha. Bikardin, you assume he's miyayish, you don't have to give it back. The mishur sadin, you do. He found some donkeys in the midbar. He returned them to the owner, even though it seemed to have been lost already for 12 months, which is clearly, we assume there was yirsh on it, and the owner does not going to expect to get them back. He did return them. And he's lefnim mishur sadin. Okay, so it's not clear exactly when this alocha lefnim mishur sadin kicks in. Is this only in a case of yirsh? Whatever case, if it's a vudi bimenem, we call Adam, is there also a Fnim Shur Sadin over there? Mefarshim debate that. Rav Aviyah Shakov Yazab Asedir of Nachman Beshuka de Galdoi. Vyamala Beshuka de Rabban. Different place they're walking in a public area. Amalei Matze Kanani Makau Mau. If I lost over here, or I found over here a wallet of money, do I have to, can I keep it? Amalei Shalom, you could. Yeah, it's a public area. We assume like Roshim Elazar, it's Hefk. She says, Ba Yisav Anasma Sinem Mau. Amalei Shalom, you could still keep it. Av Aloyem et Savach. So what? If the person's screaming and hollering, how am I allowed to keep it? Says Masa, Kitzabach Abeis Hashanafel. No, it's like your person's crying over spilt milk. His house fell down. He's crying and he's screaming. But Lamaisa, he was mafkir. Some of Hashem say, even if he says he was never mafkir, he was lying on it. He was lying. He wasn't telling the truth. He's being mashaker. So either way, if you find in such a public area, we assume, again, if it's not right away, we assume he's miyayish for sure. And therefore, you can keep it like Mishum Adalas. Who died? The shuckle bisra b'shuka. There was a bird, actually like a vulture of some sort, that stole some meat in the shuk. The shajib itzanisa the Beit Armirian, and he threw it into a pardes of Beit Armirian. Asa kamedabaya, and they got the meat. And amalei zil shuckle off, so you can keep the meat. Oh, Varuba Yisrael Ninu. So why don't you have to give try to find out who the owner is? And I guess there was a simon on the meat. So shami nalacha gishim alazav yil b'rav Yisrael. So no, shani diyoi kizut eshayam. Dummy. This, even the Rabbanon agree. If it's an azuta shel yam, if it floods down the river, or a bird stealing it, that's something that everybody's mafkir, no question. So it's a kashrus problem. How could you eat the meat? It's not kosher. No, you saw it coming from the area where there's Jews over there, and you saw the whole time that he did not swap the meat out for some other piece of meat. So the meat is kosher. The question is, you know who the owner is. Then we said you could be maker. He found a shechted gedi on the road. And they said he could keep it and it's kosher. Said if it's in a public area like that, you can assume the owner's miyayish, you can keep it. And you said you can assume it's geshachten, like Rav Shimon Meleshagli. If you lost some chickens or some goats, and you found them, and you know they're yours, and you see they're shechten, you says you don't know if it was shechten properly. He says it's mat. I'm a Rebbe. If you found them in a garbage dump, so then we can assume that whoever shechted them, maybe they were treif, and therefore they threw them away. If you found them in a house, that means it was probably kosher meat. And you can assume roiv mitzuyin etzel shechita ksherenem, and if you can see the meat, is, you assume the meat is kosher as well. So we did tirlem shem shechita, rubin yishonim. But that only works if roiv the shechtim over here are Jewish. So Shamin Alcha Gishim Lazar Afil Barav Yisraels. But if he said you could keep it, that means he's Paskin Gishim Lazar, then in a public area, even if it's Rav Yisraelim, you could keep it. So is that how we Paskin? So my Rav Alav Tafka. Rav Kananim, but Rav Tafchi saw. Maybe over here it's Rav Goyim. So in terms of Hilchas Metziah, that's when we Paskin Gishim Lazar, and you can keep it. In terms of the Shechita, most of the butcher shops over here are kosher. Most of the Sheikhtim are kosher, and therefore are Jewish people, and that's why you grow it. So it could be these halachas are split. Rav Ami Ashkach Pargiot Shchutis Ben Terele Tzipari. He found some birds that were shechted over there. Also Kamei Dervasi. V'amrila Kamei Derev Yechanan. V'amrila Rebbe Joshua came to the Beis Medrash. V'amrila Zil Shakal Nafsh. You can keep it. And you can assume it's kosher shechted. And you pass it to Shimon Alos. In terms of Metzia. Rav Yitzhak Nafka Ashkach Kibura. The Azli Bei Azula. He found some bundle of ropes or strings in the place where they're making nets. The question was, can he keep it? Again, like Rav Shimon Elazar, this is a public place. If it's a super public place, we assume the owner's Miyayish, even if he has a siman on it, and therefore you can keep it. Okay.